Yeah, you're very welcome back. Before the break, we heard from Google about their online safety tools for parents and young users. If you missed it, you can listen back on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Tech Talk. But I was thinking there during the break about Rena Maycock, the founder of Chirp, which is another technological solution that has been worked on by an Irish company here. Their solution is ingrained in the DNA of the device, and it ensures that no child has access to inappropriate content. It's not something that the child or young person can bypass because it's literally woven into the foundations of the device. So we must check in with Chirp over the next little while to see how they're progressing. We actually had them on the show last year because Chirp won the technology category in the 2025 News Talk Changemaker Business Awards, of which I was a judge. So I got to interview all of the shortlisted companies and then work with the panel to pick a winner. And I was absolutely thrilled because the work that Chirp is doing is remarkable. And I am buzzing because I'm back again this year as a judge in the tech category. So if you want to enter, or maybe you know someone who you think is a potential worthy winner of the 2026 News Talk Changemaker Business Awards in association with FBD Insurance, you now have until the 20th of March to enter. We've extended the deadline. So you've got until the 20th of March. There are 9 categories, one of which is innovative technology. And the award ceremony is going to take place on May 20th. Get to newstalk.com/changemaker and nominate yourself, your team, an individual ASAP. And who knows, I might see you there on the day in May. Now, April is just around the corner. And while that brings brighter, better days, it also brings bigger bills. Many of us are starting to hear from our mobile, TV and broadband providers about price increases yet again. It is a pain in the face, but what can you do about it? And where is the value to be found? I'm delighted to say that Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie joins me now. Dara, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm delighted to have you on because I think you always provide really good advice in a really straightforward way, which is beneficial to all of us. So as I said there, we've got notifications over the last number of days, weeks, that our prices are going to go up. Firstly, just explain why this happens like clockwork now in most cases every April.
Yeah, it really feels like it's deja vu because I think this is now the 4th April in a row that these price increases have come in. And it started a few years ago when Three said that it was going to start increasing its prices each April by the rate of inflation plus an additional 3%. And then shortly afterwards, that was followed by Air and Vodafone. So now both those three providers every April increase their prices. Now, to kind of confuse things a little bit, whilst Three still bases its price increase each April on the rate of inflation, Air and Vodafone no longer do that. They just have a monetary amount. So, for example, with Air, prices are going up by up to €4 a month in some cases, and with Vodafone, it's up to €4.50. The other providers technically haven't followed suit with these automatic price increases. However, Sky has April's hiked its prices. So for all intents and purposes, it's kind of doing the same thing. But some providers such as Virgin Media and Tesco Mobile, for example, aren't increasing their prices every April. That's not to say that they aren't increasing their prices some of the time, but they're not necessarily doing what Three, Vodafone and Air are doing, where they're coming out explicitly and saying, you know, every April we are going to increase our prices. And to me, I'm not a fan of it. I understand that providers need to increase their prices from time to time. To me, it does amount to price signalling, as I've always said, which is supposed to be illegal. But the CCPC did look into it and said it wasn't price signalling, which I was a little disappointed with. But that's where we are at the moment. And a lot of your listeners are now going to see the cost of their broadband and mobile go up by maybe €4 to €5 a month, which does all add up.
So let's just talk through where the value is to be had. So if we focus on TV and broadband for a second, because those things do tend to be bundled very often, is the bundle still the best value option?
It does depend. A lot of people might think that bundling your services does lead to better value. And it's the same when I'm talking about energy. People often think that bundling your energy, your gas and electricity, for example, will lead to a better price. That is not always the case. Sometimes it is actually cheaper to get your broadband and your TV from separate providers. And this is where you kind of do need to do your research. Now, there is also the element of convenience. Sometimes people just like to get the one bill. They like to only have to deal with the one provider if anything goes wrong. And I will say that if you want TV, for example, if you want Air TV, you have to have Air broadband. If you want Virgin Media TV, you have to have Virgin Media broadband. But if you want Sky TV, you have the choice of broadband provider. So there again, it kind of depends on who you're signing up to. But what I would say to people, don't always think whether it's your gas, electricity, your broadband, whatever, don't always think that bundling is better. Sometimes that's not the case. It is more convenient, but sometimes it can be cheaper to get your services from separate providers if it's possible. As I said, with Air TV and Virgin Media TV, you can't actually split them up from broadband anymore.
The other factor, and this is something that I went looking at myself just for my own house, obviously not every service provider operates in every single area. So that's going to limit your options too in some cases.
Yeah, well, and I'm in the, I think, the same situation as you. So, for example, in my apartment, I can only get Virgin Media. So they kind of have me in a hold. I can do my best when I go to negotiate with them or try to haggle, but I'm sure they know that I have limited options. And even though the national broadband plan is being rolled out and it's great to see it almost completed, and Air is constantly expanding its network, and so is Virgin Media, so a lot of your listeners will have more choice than ever before, there are still pockets of the country, and it's not just the countryside. I mean, I'm in Dublin. There are pockets of the country, unfortunately, where your options are going to be limited. I would say on bonkers.ie, there's other sites out there as well. You can go to the CCPC, but on bonkers.ie, if you just go to our site, Jess, and put in your air code or your address, we'll tell you what's available for you. So you're not going to be signing up for a service that isn't available. We have APIs or connections with all of the network providers. So you're able to see by just logging on to the site in a few seconds what I can sign up to and what I can't. And that's probably a good starting point, because, you know, to leave a provider if you actually know where to go to.
So say in the case of you and I, where our options are limited, how likely is it that you can haggle? Like, are the networks open to this, particularly if they do have that sort of captive audience?
Yeah, I mean, some providers are better than others, and haggling is always an option for all of your bills, not just your broadband. I do find that personally, the best deals are going to be available to new customers. It's very rare that existing customers get those first year discounts, because those discounts can often be loss leaders for the providers, and they just kind of actually can't really afford to give them to absolutely everyone. So my initial point would always be that people should try look at switching. But in the case of maybe you or I, or maybe somebody just doesn't want to switch, you can always haggle and see where you get to. I do find Sky, just from an anecdotal point of view, tends to be one of the better providers for haggling. Virgin Media can be okay as well. It is just always important to make sure that you're talking to the right person, because quite often only specific people can give you the right deals. And I would say that as advice for everything, if someone's looking to, bring something back in a shop or get a refund or haggle, it is always important that you politely ask, am I speaking to the right person? Am I speaking to the right team? And then sometimes, it might necessarily be a case of haggling for a cheaper price. Maybe it's for a faster speed they might offer, or maybe they might say, we'll throw in some extra services. So you can kind of, go about things that way. But the rollout of the National Broadband Plan and so on does mean, though, that I think most people do have more options than they did until very recently. So if some of your listeners maybe last year were looking to switch switch and they didn't have any options, don't be afraid to check in again, because you might be surprised that there's now more options available to you than before.
And one of the reasons why some people don't shop around is because the notion of making the move, it used to be a big admin headache and you'd have to take almost a half day off work to sit down and do it all. Is it still as arduous as it was, you know, say 5 years ago?
No, it's not. And I mean, and as well, you know, if you're looking to switch, for example, your mobile, if you want to go to one of those great SIM-only deals, you can keep your number. I think most people now know that because it's been the case for maybe 10 or 15 years, maybe even longer. But sometimes I do hear people thinking that they're going to have to change their number, and that's kind of a barrier for them to switch. So that's certainly a lot easier. When it comes to broadband and TV, I mean, you do obviously need to take maybe an hour out of the day just to research the options that are available to you. A site like bonkers.ie will tell you all the options that are available, and then you can sign up online. You do sometimes though need to return equipment, so maybe you have a set-top box that needs to be returned. It depends on how old, I guess, the box is. I was switching recently from Virgin to Sky, and I'd had the Virgin set-top box, I think, for about maybe 6 or 7 years, Jess, so they didn't want it back because it was just way too old for them. So that was fine. Another little tip as well is it's not sometimes a bad idea just to make sure that the new service is up and running before you fully cancel the old service. It does mean there might be, you know, 2 weeks where you're doubling up, but the savings will more than make up for it.
Yeah, well, look, bonkers.ie, as I said, it's something that I use and we use in our house for all of our services. And it is worth just sitting down, putting your air code in, seeing what's out there and sniffing it out. It doesn't mean you have to move, but it just means that you're aware of why your bill's going up, how much it's going up and where the better value is. Dara, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
You're welcome, Jess, anytime.